Welcome to another edition of Eagles Unscripted from here at the original Ronald McDonald House in West Philadelphia. Now, most people in America know about Ronald McDonald Houses. There are more than 350 of them. People may not realize, though, that it all started right here because of a little girl named Kim Hill, the daughter of Eagles tight end Fred Hill, and because of Jim Murray, the man who would become the general manager of the Eagles. His story and this story is a true Philadelphia story. Could you ever have envisioned at one time, way back when, that when you began what this place became, that we'd be standing in some place like this?
Well, Scotty, God has a sense of humor, but you can't put limits on prayer, God, the NFL, or Mickey D's. And no, the answer is no, I did not. And I'm an optimist, you know, but this is our Super Bowl. For me, you know, we got to the mountain, we didn't get over, but to me, this is this Super Bowl for the Eagles.
You know, you talk about the next promotion, and it was the Shamrock Shake. And you went hoping to be able to get a little bit of the proceeds from the Shamrock Shake. You ended up getting the whole Megillah, and the ball just started rolling. There was so much that was involved and so many people that were involved that were willing to give just to get that starting point.
Well, we're in the shadow of the Penn Relays. The Eagles played at Franklin Field. In the beginning, if one of the batons would have been dropped, it was game over. So it started with a little girl, Fred Hill's daughter, Kim. Phone call came in, worst possible news, life-changing, from St. Christopher's. Kim's got leukemia. Guy named Stan Lane over in Jersey and a bunch of guys started grammatically incorrect, Eagles fly for leukemia. Well, you know, it's the old neighborhood. All got together. So the first event, Bob Barker would have died. All the players had to wear fur coats. You know, it was amazing. And, of course, I'm there hiding out. Eddie Kiatt, my boss, the guy who hired me, Pete Retzlaff, and Leonard Toews, get Jimmy Murray over here. Well, I sneak over. Well, why don't you check this out? Now, I don't know what a 501c3 is. As I say, I have no idea how to spell leukemia to this day. So I bop down to 18th and Bainbridge when I meet Dr. Audrey Evans. And I walk in there and I go, Dr. Evans, Jim Murray, Philadelphia Eagles. What are they? I said, we're a bad football team. Well, I don't know anything about them. I said, well, we're on TV every week. And long story short, which is hard for me, she said, well, we need life islands. These are rooms where kids get bombarded with chemo, radiation. They have to be in a sterile environment. So I'm doing the ESPN thing. I'm walking in, stumbling, bumbling. He cuts me right off. How much? $50,000, she said. This is 1973. How many rooms? Two. And even with the old map, that's 100K. But Leonard was the guy who took it with 19. He said, no, how much for the whole floor? And she didn't hesitate. She said, oh, that's going to be $1 million. So he says, Eagles pledge $1 million. Jimmy, you'll raise. Now I'm going for the rosaries. $1 million. What? How do I do this? And God takes care of me. We raise a buck and a quarter. I can't wait to get Dr. Evans. And she said, do you know what happens when I tell a family their child has this disease? They don't hear one word. I have just changed their life forever. She said, so I'd like to buy a YMCA. I said, Doc, this is Philly. I was raised on Little Brooklyn Street. I said, you need a house. Okay, get us a house. Duh. How do I get a house? So I don't know why. I called Don Tuckerman. He was the ad guy for Elkman Advertising. I said, Don, what's the next promotion? He said, your guy. I said, what do you mean my guy? St. Patrick's Day, Shamrock Shakes. I said, can I get a quarter? We got one good player, Roman Gabriel. I'll get him to do the commercial. And he says, well, you got to talk to a guy named Ed Renzi. I said, who's he? Regional manager. Later became president of McDonald's. And God came true. As I say, the relay race. Ed Renzi called. Jim Murray, Ed Renzi, this house, if we give you all the money instead of 25 cents, can we call it the Ronald McDonald House? I said, Mr. Renzi, give me all the money and call it the Hamburglar House. I don't care what. But you know what's important? That little statue out there, that little Ronald. I stood out there one cold night, a Tennessee car pulled up. I didn't know which kid was the sick kid. The whole family pours out. He's in there. There's Ronald. And that was, the beginning of the beginning.
This is such a, it's got to be such a labor of love because of what you just said. I mean, you're helping. You're making something viable, more comfortable for a family whose child is going, and the family is going through the worst thing probably they'll ever go through in their lives. At the same time, there are kids who go through and don't make it.
Yeah.
And in that case, I've got to imagine that at the very beginning when that first happened, you had to feel a little bit when you were starting this. Well, not only can I do this, but I'm going to make these kids better too. I mean,
well, behind us on the wall, that's what the house is about. This is not just the living room. Some of those kids are in heaven. Sally Mecklenburg, who's on our board, takes those pictures. And you come here for the lighting of the Christmas tree. And you're exactly right, because the first thing was finding a house. And I asked Dr. Evans, do you know anybody who's a builder? And she said, there's a guy named John Canuso. I didn't know he went to Villanova at the time. His daughter, Babe, was being treated by her. And 4032 Spruce, Mayor Rizzo, Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, Dick Wood, the chairman of the board, found it. Wawa. I mean, you talk about a home run. Tom Brookshire, and especially NFL Films. My buddy John Hentz was the quarterback for them then. They did all the openings for the first 20 houses. So here we are in this porch at 4032 Spruce, seven bedrooms, you know, and we have instant house.
This building, how many families does it hold under normal circumstances?
We started here with 18, and now we've expanded to 43. And it's always sold out. There's always a waiting list. If you look in the kitchen, there's pins where families come from literally all over the world because Children's Hospital is such an internationally known reputation. In fact, last week we had a wonderful incident. I came here and met a little girl from Oregon, and her name was Avery, and she liked football. And I called Mike Dougherty, who volunteers here. Bottom line is Chip Kelly called the mom and her, said, I'm inviting you over to meet the Eagles in June. Sent her a helmet, signed it, sent her a hat. And, you know, that's what the power of sport is. I mean, one kind act can change a life forever. And God bless her. She's in remission and the research. You hear all these things where you raise money for hospitals and societies and foundations. Well, it's working. She's a miracle. She's in remission. Leonard was one of a kind all in. I mean, Leonard was a unique, beautiful man. And he had a lot of different things that he did, but his generosity was unique. You betcha. But he was, without him, there would not have been a Ronald McDonald House.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles. So, how does somebody go from working out in California and running a bar in a reasonably short period of time to being the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles? How does that happen?
Well, it wasn't easy. My mentor, Arthur Leo Mahan, the oldest living Philly in Red Sox, 97 when he went to heaven, I was the team manager, and I thought everybody in sports was like him. And you know, I went to work in the Sally Lake Tidewater Tides and then the Marine Corps, and then I went to the Atlanta Crackers, and then I went to decide to come home and go straight, be with my parents. And Artie called and said, you had 24 hours to take the job as sports information director of Villanova. So coming back to your hometown, to your roots. And one day he said to me, maybe you should talk to the Eagles. And I was brokenhearted. I said, I know the monks have about poverty and I'm keeping it, but I don't want to leave here. But he was always smarter than me. And anyway, I ended up getting interviewed by Pete Retzlaff, got hired, and I didn't take myself serious, but I took this as a sacred trust, because how the Eagles, the Phillies, the Flyers, Sixers do affects everybody's life. And that is an amazing thing. And my greatest gift is that we hired Dick Vermeil. And, you know.
Now, you hired Dick Vermeil. The story as I hear it is you were sifting through who you were going to look at coaching-wise and decided to take a little break to watch the Rose Bowl, and saw Dick Vermeil beat Ohio State, and that's what started the process. Is that true?
Well, Leonard didn't have a great concentration span. So I said, I don't want to be profane, but even if it's Jesus, he's got to come back twice. We're not going to hire a bartender because you're tired. But we did watch the Rose Bowl at the Doral Hotel, and here comes this guy, and he came across that field just like we saw him. I think his kids were, I mean, it was central casting. So we had three guys to interview. And the summary is, when Dick came, he's very intense. And he said, Jimmy, can I ask you a question? This is after 4 hours. I said, why? Anything. That's what I'm here for. why would I come to Philadelphia? I said, what's that mean? It's the fans. And I said, I'm going to tell you two things, Dick. I said, number one, our team is so bad. When you check the films, you'll get a standing ovation if you win the toss. That's how bad we are. But the second was the real one. I said, look, let me tell you something. You come to Philly and tell the people the truth, you'll not only embrace them, they'll embrace you. You'll not only live here, you'll stay here. You'll raise your kids here. You'll not only stay here, you'll be a household word. And even though he won the Super Bowl later in St. Louis and went to Kansas City, you look up on that Blue Cross board, his name's not on there, just his face. So all those things came true, and he was Philly. He was blue collar.
Jaworski gives off inside, running with Montgomery up the right side. Left 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown! Herbert Montgomery explodes up the right side, and the Eagles have scored first.
When you talk to Eagles fans who have been around for a long time, that Wilbert Montgomery running against the Cowboys at the Vet for the touchdown, to a lot of people, that's the top of the mountain. Why was it so important at that point? Why did it mean so much to so many people at that time?
Well, we're playing the Cowboys, so it's good and evil. But that play was a perfect play. And I have never been associated in any of my sports time with a game that I was positive we were going to win.
The Philadelphia Eagles are in the Super Bowl at long last.
And that was one of the great moments in sports for me forever, because Dick had them so prepared that they went out there and Wilbur's play was you just said it, that was the signature, that was the perfect way to start and end that game. We all got a ring, you know, like my term paper, incomplete. we didn't win the championship, but we did win the championship. We won people's hearts. People do love that game. I mean, you're talking about family. It's not complicated. Winning the Super Bowl, I had the bad one-liner in there at the opening. This is our Super Bowl. Fans don't want to hear that. Mark, we want to be in the Super Bowl before it gets to San Francisco in a couple of years, wherever it is. We want to be there this year. We want to go to Meadowlands. Miracle of the Meadowlands. Would that be the ultimate miracle of the Meadowlands? The Eagles. In fact, you'd love the story. I said to Joe Bizarchi, when I signed him 2 years later, I said, Joe, are you Catholic? He said, yeah, man, why? All you had to do was genuflect. There'd been no miracle in the middle. So I'm telling you, this is the miracle. And they go hand in hand. The soul of what we are is being brothers and sisters to people we never met that change our life forever.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. This portion of Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles. For 17 years, Eagles Youth Partnership has orchestrated a playground build for disadvantaged schools in the area. This past summer was no different, as they directed the entire Eagles staff in the beautification of a grammar school in North Philadelphia.
We're here at W.D. Kelley School. This is our annual Eagles Playground Build. This is one of our favorite days of the year. The entire Eagles organization, in partnership with the school, completely renovates the schoolyard. We've built playgrounds for 17 years now. We go into neighborhoods in Philadelphia that are often forgotten. So when we show up, it makes an instant impact in that a school community, a whole neighborhood, realizes, oh, we're not forgotten. You believe in us. We're important enough to do this with you.
Eagles Youth Partnership and the entire Eagles organization is so excited to be here today at W.D. Kelley. We're painting murals, we are landscaping, we are putting together mosaic tables, installing an entire play structure. We put in 2 big turf fields, and we're just having fun with the kids. It's a joy. It's really just a tremendous experience.
Well, it's awesome. Giving back to the community. I mean, you see the light in the kids' eyes, looking up to us. So it feels good to come out here and do some stuff like this for them.
Everybody stay busy. Everybody, I'm going to need everybody over here to stay busy.
One of Jeffrey's philosophies for the organization is he wants to be leaders on the field and he wants to be leaders off the field in the community. It's important for him, and this is the 17th playground build. I mean, so that's 17 schools, 17 communities that we've impacted.
football programs can change, coaching staffs can change, players change, but I think the Eagles, we have to be incredibly committed year after year to the community, find new ways. Today's about reinforcing an old way of boosting kids' confidence by showing them how important they are, helping them build a playground, being there for them. It's not about us, it's all about them. And for a kid from a disadvantaged community to feel that they are just as important as the football team they love, I think it's immeasurable.
It's good, man. It's always good to see the kids out being active. It's something we need to, you know, see a lot more of instead of inside playing a video game. So it's definitely going to help the kids be more active and be able to get their 60 minutes of exercise a day.
I think of sports as a catalyst for change and a great role model for kids. And kids look up to our players. They're their role models. But today it's a day of giving back and making the kids really feel special, that they can forget all the obstacles that exist outside the fences of the school and in their lives, and just let them be kids.
So what I'm looking at right now is something that will benefit not only just this block or the next block, but the whole neighborhood as a whole. You know what I mean? This has even brought the neighborhood a little closer together. But I love what you guys are doing. I'm hoping that we can get more recognition around here for, you know, for something more than just violence. Something educational, something that will help enhance the neighborhood.
There are so many dimensions to what a playground build like this brings to the school. It brings attention, it brings resources, it brings pride, there's increased exercise, there's reduced violence in the schoolyard when we do this and in the school.
Growing up, we didn't have this nice stuff. All we had was basketball going, that's about it. It's always good to have the kids, you know, it's giving back.
Our fans, you voted, green it is. Give me up, sweetheart. Fill it in nice. Look good?
I thank Jubilee Sikh that this day has made a great difference in this community. To know that people that are in big places are thinking about us, because sometimes our community, the kids are forgotten. And for them to be able to share in this experience, they'll remember this moment when they're in the classrooms and when they're learning and when they're going through tough times, that someone somewhere thought about them, so they will think a little bit more about themselves.
Seeing all the kids so happy, I mean, it's so much fun for us too. And there's a lot of excitement. You know, I've got a couple autographs. It's good to see all the kids running around. It's a blast.
You know, these children are not problems to be solved. They're our resources. They're the ones who are going to solve our problems, the one we've created, right? But we have to invest in these kids with a lot of love and with opportunities to play and to dream and see how to manifest those dreams.
The 6th Annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
We have people who were patients coming back here to give back. Life's a full circle. It's the way God really wanted it to be. Families, corporations come to this house every night and cook dinner. Now you're over at Children's or St. Chris or somewhere, your feet hurt, your mind's broken, and you walk in here and there's a hot meal. Everybody wins. The people cooking the lasagna, the South Philly guys coming in with their meatballs. Everybody coming here, it's so basic. And here you're talking about, hey, here's what happened to my little girl. Here's what happened to my guy. You know, boom. And it's simple, but it's perfect. It's profound because there's no agenda. How can you help me? Your kid's hair is going to grow back.